Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into quarterback snap reactions post week 14. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the expectation stuff, about where guys are, and that primarily will help you set lineups, sort of my thought, in case you have any questions or anything like that. We can sort of discuss it. Some of these guys are higher than you might think. So, or lower than you might think. So, and then we could sort of talk about where they are and sort of the context of their performance. Okay, so Kyler Murray first, and he's in a tier with Josh Allen. They're both at 27 points per game, 27.8 for Murray, 27.1 for Josh Allen. So really high baselines there from which they operate. They both are performing 24 points per game of actual production, 24.4 for Allen, 24.1 for Murray over the past four games. So down, you know, Allen's down 2.7 points and Murray's down 3.7 points. But again, they're up there. No one else is within a point of them. So Brady's the next one up at 25.8. So a little mini tier of those two guys together. And then after that, it goes Brady at 25.8, 25.2 for Jalen Hurts. Again, it's only two games, so just careful there. Again, it's only two games for Murray as well. Colt McCoy has a game in there as well at 24.2. Justin Herbert is at sixth at 22.8. Kirk Cousins is at seventh in terms of 22.7. Again, we're talking like of the guys that have played the full lot. Cousins is like a top five guy, right? You take out Cousins, you take out McCoy. He's a top six guy, basically. Top half of the quarterback ones in expectation. You feel pretty good about where he is in terms of performance. Tua's interesting in terms of his quarterback eight at 22.2. I think that's a really interesting one. He's only played three games, so you sort of have to balance that. He's a little bit under in terms of expectation on touchdowns, too. So you feel moderately encouraged. I'll be interested to see some of the data scientists at PFF and some other places do some of the Bayesian updating with him and sort of see where he comes out. They did that last year and sort of still had him being okay, but below what they thought, below Herbert. He's still going to be below Herbert, but I'll be interested to see where he sort of moves, you know, and how that ultimately unfolds there in terms of their projections on him going forward. Aaron Rodgers is at nine. I was listening to some PFF podcasts. They were discussing about how, you know, he should probably be the MVP. I doubt he wins it for a variety of factors, but that's the level which he's playing. Ben Roethlisberger is at 10. So again, has it been pretty? No. Is it one of those situations where you're like, all right, listen, I'm just going to not watch the game and just see sort of what the result is afterwards? It's probably a prudent play. Over the past four, he's got nine touchdowns. He's got 9.3 in terms of expected touchdowns. So it's north of two a game. Again, he's not someone that's probably going to win your league or anything like that. But he might be able to help you more than you might otherwise think about him. So when you look at expected touchdowns over the past 4 weeks, he is up there at 9.3, and he's third behind only Cousins and Brady. So there's some other guys down there that have played lesser games. For example, like Rodgers has played lesser games, but they're about, you know, when you sort of normalize it, they're about equal. So Roethlisberger's been helpful in terms of that stuff. Again, it's not something I would want to watch and feel particularly good about doing, but he's performing at a level that you can probably, I hate to say this, but you can probably trust him in your lineup as like a quarterback too. I have a situation where I have like him and Derek Carr, and I was like really hesitant to ever play Ben over Carr. I'm just going to sort of trust my analytics mind on this one and take the full basically touchdown more of expectation of points and go with Roethlisberger. Tannehill, he's at 11. Stafford's at 12. So that rounds out your quarterback one type range. Interestingly, Zach Wilson in three games, he's at 13. Again, we're including Colt McCoy in this, so it's basically guys that have got to start is how we're ranking them. I guess how PFF ranks him and presents him. So it's like interesting for Zach Wilson. Is he performing well? Well, we'll get there. But no, he's at negative 6.3. But when you sort of look at it, you're like, all right, he's underperforming in terms of touchdowns. He's got 4.4 expected touchdowns. He's got two. He's underperforming in terms of yards as well. He's underperforming all the way across the board. But I do think it's interesting that he's that high in expectation, given where they basically haven't been particularly useful. 14th, Prescott at 20.3. Taysom Hill, 20. He's at 15. 19.2 points per game expected for Carson Wentz. He's at 16. Dalton, 17. So if there's a spot start, you sort of get the idea of his range. Russell Wilson at 18. Again, I have a team where I was playing Carr and Wilson over Roethlisberger. Like, we got to reorder how we think of who the quarterback one is on the team. Daniel Jones with the neck thing. I don't know. I'm nervous about that one. So I'm hoping that he's okay, and that, you know, everything's all right with him. Tyler Heinicke, 18.5 points per game. He's at 20. 21 is Jared Goff. 22 is actually Lamar Jackson, and he's massively underperforming it. So I'll get to the underperformers in a minute, but I just sort of wanted to fill out some of these. I'm going to skip around a little bit because you got guys like Flacco in here that no one cares about. Garoppolo is at 24. Carr's at 25. Tyler Huntley, notably, in case there's a Lamar Jackson extended injury. We'll see once we get injury reports in this week. Tyler Huntley's at 16.3. He's at 26 in terms of expected points per game. 27th, Joe Burrow. So that's a disappointment in terms of where we had hoped for. Mahomes is actually is 30th. So cat chases dog type of situation going on. It's just wild. I'm still playing him, but not with the same level of fervor that I was earlier on in the season. He's still my quarterback one, but man, ish, it hasn't been all that, hasn't been what we'd hoped for. Matt Ryan down there, 31, some other guys, 35 for Fields. Again, he's been in and out a little bit too. So he's kind of dealing with that stuff. Lawrence is totally unplayable at this point. Mac Jones is totally dragged down because of that win game there for the Bills. All right, so let's now flip it over. We'll look at where guys are performing in actual performance. Rodgers 1, Herbert 2. Rodgers 1 by an inordinate amount. He's by over a touchdown ahead of Herbert. So to give you an idea there, like, that's how big the gap is. It's more than a touchdown. He's at 36.5, 29.1 for Herbert. So a real big gap there. 28.5 for Stafford. McCoy's at 26.9, so he's still in there as well. He performed well on good expectation. Brady is 5, Allen 6, Murray 7, Flacco again in there at 8. Just wild. Gardner Minshew is actually 9th in terms of his points per game in that spot start here. That's sliding him over the past month. Cousins is at 10. So again, if you take Cousins and you sort of put him in there with guys that have had multiple starts, he is right around quarterback 6. You're taking out Flacco, Minshew, Colt McCoy. Yeah, so you're basically putting him right there at 7. Taysom Hill, 21.5. Again, in that quarterback 1 range. This is like a Tim Tebow type situation. It's fine. Like, you can feel okay playing him. And it's not, he's going to add enough in the running game that he's going to really elevate his floor. Like, this is a very, very Tebow-ish situation, even if you don't trust him as a passer. I probably trust him more as a passer than maybe the market does. But, you know, he's we look for that Konami code, and sometimes it's standing right in front of us, and this year it's Taysom Hill. Roethlisberger is 12th again, so he's performing fine. It's really good. 13 for Tua, 14 for Goff. So again, he's actually overperforming expectations. So for the guy that wasn't very good for a while, and is thought of as like the worst quarterback alive, he's actually performed decently. 15th for Russell Wilson, given how bad some of it has been. Like, it hasn't, like, it's not that, could be worse, I guess. 16th for Burrow. So again, these guys are basically fringe quarterback ones if you take out the guys that just had like spot starts. Garoppolo, 17. We'll scoot down a little bit here. There's some Trevor Siemian's, Carson Wentz's of the world in there. Mahomes is at 27 Again, so that's more like a quarterback two type range. Dak Prescott's quarterback 34 over the past four, so that's disappointing. So hopefully here, better news, better road ahead for some of these quarterbacks. Is my hope there. 39th for Lamar Jackson. So some of the elite guys, some of the elite players in the league not doing it so far. So be hopeful that this thing comes back around for some of the elite assets. And typically the numbers show that that's the better bet. Right? Those are typically the better bets. So hopeful there. All right. Rodgers, just to give you an idea, I'll just do the over expectation, under expectation aspect of this as well. Rodgers is at 14.6 over expectation, massively, massively ahead of anybody else. So the next closest is 9.5 above expectation for Gardner Minshew, and then 7.9 for Stafford. So to give you an idea, Rodgers is basically a touchdown better per game over expectation than Stafford is. That would be how I would sort of read that. Again, it's not just the touchdowns. There's other stuff that actually goes along with it. Yards and the like. It's actually even more yards for Rodgers than it necessarily is the touchdown stuff. He is over expectations of the touchdowns, but he's big time over expectations in yards. So I would say maybe it's a little bit more sustainable than some of these other guys who are just up in touchdowns. Herbert's at 5. Simeon actually did okay. Cam's actually done okay as well, even though the floor is really low. And I guess the median's pretty low with him too. Burrow is basically a mid quarterback one in terms of being over expectation. But again, he's coming from way down. So he's, basically 2 points over expectation. Some other notable ones in here. Mac Jones is 1 point over expectation. So is Goff. And then you sort of look down at the bottom here. Russell Wilson's playing pretty close to right. Under expectation, one of the worst performers has actually been Matt Ryan. He's 50th in terms of the stat. Dak Prescott's 55th in terms of against expectation. He is negative 8.5 over the past four games, negative 9.4 for Jalen Hurts, negative 10.2 for Lamar Jackson. And the worst is actually Ryan Tannehill at negative 11.5. It's a variety of reasons why those guys are there. I still think you're gonna have a hard time not playing Dak Prescott. You're gonna have a hard time not playing a healthy Lamar Jackson. You're gonna play Jalen Hurts, but just realize there's some fluctuation and some variability in these numbers. And if we're gonna get into a startup draft in the offseason and this is some of the stuff that's leading into it, I think we're pretty interested, pretty aggressive here in terms of how we're gonna view those guys. So again, accumulating high-end assets and then letting other people get worried about some of this stuff. I'm on it. Let's get discounted high-end assets. This sounds like a good idea. So if you get the opportunity to do those, Lamar, Dak, some of these other guys, heck, Mahomes, some of those other guys, I'm definitely in strong. I'm a strong yes on all of those situations. Okay, well, that'll do it for this episode. Again, I hope this is more with quarterback. It's tough to at this. I could get real deep on a couple of these guys, but again, I want to be more helpful than across the board helpful to your lineups there. So I hope this did it. So again, if you have recommendations or questions or anything specifically about these podcasts or anything like that, glad to help, happy to help. So just hit me up in terms of messages if you're in the group chat there, or if you're not in the group chat, again, if you want to get in the group chat, get in the group chat, or let me know if you need any help with doing any of that stuff. But by all means, do let me know what your questions are, anything like that. If I'm not addressing stuff, if you need some stuff, and someone asked recently, it was like, hey, can you, what's your thoughts on defenses? I was like, yeah, let's do a show. Absolutely. So I've got the flexibility to do it. So you let me know and I'll do the best I can to give you a hand. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very, very soon.